Ladies and gentlemen, another episode coming right now. A new episode of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer, the third host of this podcast, running sports and whatever important comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. I was tempted to say Manhattan, Kansas, because I've been doing a lot of projects over from my other podcast. This is the EG3 podcast. Welcome on board once again to another edition. This is part of back-to-back episodes of season premiere 2025, a brand new year, and we're in the back half now of January. This is your first time listening to this podcast, miscellaneous podcast, or running podcast, or however you want to call it. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here tonight as I'm recording this on Thursday, episode 2, part 2 of the season opener, Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. I'm just coming off of a cold, you know what, walk in the neighborhood here in KC metro area. Again, we're EG3 podcast, under the 3-wide podcast with EG3. Wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether that's iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, there as well. And part one of the season premiere 2025 should be already up by the time you listen to this. I wanted to start off kind of with a two-parter, I guess you want to call that. So part one will come out after the AFC Championship game. That is the Chiefs and the Bills. So when you listen to this, we're going to know who out of the AFC and the NFC, for that matter, will represent those conferences in the Super Bowl 59. And I guess a lot of people, I should say I guess, but a lot of people around here, obviously, probably, what, 95% around here, hope the Chiefs get back there. Do it. We'll see what happens there on that. And, of course, part two will follow on Monday. So, obviously, we're going to know the Super Bowl matchup for 2025. College football in the books with Notre Dame losing. Well, Ohio State, I should say, lead off of Ohio State winning the national championship. My former QB1 K-State, shout out Will Howard for getting a natty, for getting that done as well. So I'll get into all of that in just a second here. Again, EG3 podcast under the banner of the 3-Wide podcast with EG3. I'll explain that. I should explain that in the first episode, but I got carried away. I'll touch on that first. But before I do that, of course, this episode, no, they're not a sponsor of the podcast, but I am a Kurtz ambassador. KurtzBars.com. Go there right now. Check out the different types of energy bars. They are known for energy bars, of course, right? I came an ambassador for them last summer. And if you've been running races, if you're part of the Kansas City Running Club or the Kansas City Running Company or / Team Challenge Team, you would know they are camped out of races. Whether you ran the cold, let's go ahead and say it, the cold ass Battle of Bean. I did not. I was in the caves doing a long run. But if you're out there trying to survive, which I would assume by now everyone did, thank goodness for that. But anyways, yeah, you would have saw their tent out there and many other races. Obviously, there they would be posted. Whether that's, I probably should say they were out and about during the Santa run, the Great Santa, last December. They were out there. I was out there taking a part of that race. But you will see them, more than likely than not, every weekend around the KC metro area, whether it's Kansas City or on the other side, Kansas, Missouri, you know where I'm getting at. Energy bars, check them out. 8 to 10 flavors, I have said it. I said it last year, and I will say it, I will keep promoting them as well. They're the best in the business as well. Homegrown products on the other side of the state line of Missouri, KurtzBars.com. And every time you hit the checkout screen, you go ahead, code, my code anyways, Fast Eddie. That's it. That's it. And everyone knows who that person is. Yep. Everyone knows who that person is. Fast Eddie's the code every time. This is not a limited time offer. Not a limited time offer. Fast Eddie. Code. Fast Eddie. And I fail to do it in last week's story, and I will not do that again. So I know people, and feel free to message me if you're about to purchase either the energy bars or what I call, hop on here and I forget, but I call them grown snacks. They have those as well to fuel up what you're about to do, whether you're training in it or you get ready for your spring half or your spring full. Definitely make sure you stock up on that right now. Go to KurtzBars.com, code FASTEDDIE. Kurtz, phew, what drives you. All right, housekeeping is done there. All right, so I should have did this in the first episode. Failed to do that. When I got done everything, I was thinking about that. I was like, probably let's just explain to new listeners why I started talking. So, all right, so how this all started. Well, this originally, but rewind back to last year. The thought of popping up, you know, sharing my running journey. Well, for the last handful of years, this was a NASCAR podcast. But before that, the idea of a podcast came all the way back at my time at Kansas State. K-State grad, now current alum, obviously, right? I'm not gonna date myself on that, but originally started there. K-State is known for their, obviously known for their awesome studio run radio station. That's where the mass communications degree comes from, that, and being a part of that, and learning so much about not only about how to run, well, obviously how to run a state radio station, but how to, you know, do radio, right? This was my secondary love, because if I was not to continue on track and field, which I was that close to walking onto the K-State track team, I would have obviously easily made it. But decided, you know, obviously, you know, with being a student and an athlete, they call it a quote-unquote full-time job, right? So you would have, that's why I call it student-athlete. Student first, sports come second. You really had to put in the work to in the classroom, which K-State has for years now, and recently all the departments have a 3.0 GPA overall or higher, and nationally get recognized for that. Awesome. So I wanted to focus more on the classroom aspect instead of, you know, hopping in with the track and field team, which I actually went to the first couple meetings before the actual practice. I do remember there's another kind of a side story, but decided the last minute that was not going to happen there. So decided better, you know, let's focus on grades because that's first, and then that the whole radio thing came. So if I were to not hop in with the whole baseball or track thing, I was going to go with the whole communication. So jumped in that there, and that was actually before thinking I was going to become an engineer. But that's a whole other story. So that's where the Paul Postek casting thing comes in. And then after K-State, after graduating and all that, moved up here to KC the first time, got involved with online radio, then moved back to Manhattan. This was a whole nother life there. Then moved back to Manhattan, where the whole, I did two things, because I did the whole sports radio and did NASCAR on the side. And then when I moved back out to Manhattan, the whole NASCAR theme took over, and did that for a handful of years, which now, the whole transition period last year, decided, hey, I don't know where I got the idea that I wanted to talk about running. I think it was, I want to say it was a weekend run or something. I can't remember, but I was just sitting there thinking about it. Probably listening to another running podcast I listen to frequently. Probably got that idea from that. Figured, you know what? Let's combine, well, mainly about running, because I was doing a whole bunch of races before coming back up to Kansas City full time, and then not doing as much I say looking back at last year and the year before, less racing, and now this year the plan is to do less racing and really put forth effort in to go races. That's kind of in unfinished business. So 2025 is labeled for me unfinished business, right? I don't want to race every weekend and all that. Let's leave that up to the KC Running Company squad. Let's let them do all that. Do you? I'm not. Hey, everyone has their deal, right? Whether you race every weekend, run with groups, or travel for races every weekend, you do what you gotta do, right? Everyone has their stories. Everyone has their different adventures. Everyone has their different training methods, right? So you do what you gotta do, right? And I'm gonna do what I gotta do, right? So there's that. This is the EG3 podcast here, recording on Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. Eddie Greer, your host for the EG3 podcast. So that's where that all idea of a podcast came up, and that's how, you know, kind of the rebirth of this podcast comes. So yes, I was still with, and oh, by the way, speaking of which, NASCAR is around the corner, but there'll be a little less NASCAR, but it's going to be more about running in the metro area, kind of some more topics. I want to bring on a little bit more guests onto the podcast a little bit. So that's kind of where, kind of a little bit different edge this year for the podcast, because last year there was a handful of races I did, and there are some picked out that we'll do again this year. But this is going to be more kind of goal focused. Well, for me, this is for me, not anybody else. Again, I'm not telling what everybody else wants to do. You do what you got to do, right? Everybody has goals. I've seen it playing all over social media. Everybody is posting their goals for the year and whatnot. This is my goals, right? Unfinished business 2025. And I will finally, after kind of procrastinating back and forth on what I'm going to do, spring hat, am I going to do a spring hat? Because I say goals. Two goals that are still out there on the table. I'm going back and forth, whether to do a spring marathon or a full. And originally, I was going to do a spring half. That's not the case. And based on how I'm feeling right now, everything else like that, you know what? Figure let's get back into the marathon game after accomplishing the world major, which was not on the list, Chicago last fall. Figure, you know what? There's a little bit of bad taste in my mouth. Let's go back in the marathon game and see what happens. So, and I will finally sign up for my spring marathon goal race tomorrow. So when this comes out, that will be taken care of, and I will talk about that race on the next edition of the EG3 podcast. So there you go on that. So that's what kind of the goal is for this podcast. Yes, I'll still talk about running. There will be still some NASCAR talk in there, but not as much. And yes, NASCAR starts back up in a couple. I think it's going to start back next week. Next weekend with the preseason race out in Bowman Gray, the famous short track out over there in North Carolina. And there's been a lot of hype about that. So that's a side note there as well. So I saw that on social media yesterday. So before we know it, that's going to be here. Before we know it, the Groundhog Races, which is in the, not the Parkville case, but the North KC Caves. I mean, Parkville, and I'm going to call it the North, probably going to say, what's the word I want to call those caves? Obviously, you got the Parkville Caves, which everybody, if you have not been in there, definitely, everyone's been in there doing training runs, staying warm out of this brutal cold weather, everything else like that. So if you have not been over there, I am not too far away from the Parkville. That's why I did the long run in there, because of the brutal tips from last weekend. And everybody did the 10 mile route from the KCRC 2.0, Kansas City Running Club. They had a 6, 10, and 15. Originally, I was going to do the 15, but walking outside on that Saturday last weekend, when that wind hit my face first thing in the morning, This ain't gonna happen out here. I got with the access to the caves not too far away from me. I gotta get this done. So I know I said that last week. Might as well bring it back up again. So, and as I'm sitting here right now, it's what, outside of the ET3 studios. It's 14 degrees right now, and obviously you got the Chiefs going to be playing, and when this comes out, we're going to know. We're going to know by now if the Chiefs are going to be prepare we're going to talk for another Super Bowl for history. We'll see about that. But so that's kind of how this, I'm going to take that later. Always getting the phone call during recording. I'm going to take that later. But so that's how this podcast originated. And if you've been listening throughout the year or you've been in and out, I appreciate your support. It's been quite in awe of folks, whether you know the hosts of the podcast or the other podcasts I do. I'm quite amazed that a lot of people download these episodes and listen to them. It's crazy. So definitely thank you so much again for taking time out of your week or day or evening or whatever you listen, wherever you're doing or running, by the way, to listen to this episode. So there's that as well. No, I do want to touch on Houston. I'm going to push that back to the next episode as well. So when I make that announcement on the next episode of the EG3 podcast, I will talk about Houston a little bit. That's why I mentioned the caves. I'm going to go back to that before. Yeah, because that's kind of goes hand in hand with trying to stay warm out here in these brutal tests, because I'm the polar opposite. I would have it be 90 degrees, humidity up, instead of being out running around, because you would have told me I'm running around in these cold temps. I would have told you, hell no. I ain't built for this. Well, so far already, majority of my runs have been... let me see if I can do two things at the same time while I talk here during runs. Let me see. Let me see. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Okay. I got a general. Okay. We got it up here. So sorry. This is bad podcasting, but hey, doing this part on the fly, but yes, Parkville, and I'm gonna call because my work is not too far, because I work in North KC, so those caves are more industrial. I was just in there yesterday for the first time since, because I did the Groundhog Run, not last year, but the year prior to last year, and that was an experience. That was my first time being running in the caves, and I thought it was supposed to be nice and comfortable and whatnot. Well, if you're running comfortable, you're good. Because in the Parkville caves, everybody's just training and everybody's running around trying to do tempo runs, whether you're just getting a 9-minute run, 9-minute 30 recovery run, easy run in, or you're just getting intervals, lap after lap after lap after lap, things like that. But if you're racing in them, like I did a couple years ago in the Hunt Underground Caves, there we go. I knew it was going to get sooner or later. The Hunt Underground Caves, I'm not just going to call it that. Ooh, the air is thinner, and you're going to have a difficult time breathing. Not that I didn't have a difficult time breathing. It's just a different element into your breathing, and it's just a whole different aspect of breathing, right? So it was definitely, when you have a whole bunch of people in there, I don't know how many people that was in there two years ago that I did it. Groundhog Run, that's coming up soon. I don't have the date pulled up. Whatnot. That's in the back end. That's actually next month, by the way. I believe it's the 20th or 22nd, whatever that is. I think it's the third weekend of February, I believe. Because I know next weekend is the kickoff. I'm not doing that. I'm focused on training for the spring marathon that I'm going to officially sign up for, finally, tomorrow. When you listen to this, it'll be already locked up, signed, sealed, delivered, so there's no be turning back for that. So I know the kickoff, when this comes out, will be this upcoming weekend. The kickoff, 5K, that's next weekend, so I know that's next weekend, because every time I've done it, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. So we'll see if that trend continues for the Kansas City Chiefs when this podcast comes out. So I know it's going to be back-to-back, so season premiere will come out Sunday night after the AFC Championship game, and then this podcast will come out Monday night. So I'm hoping after that, it'll be after either every other Monday or every Monday. So that's how I'm going to, haven't decided how it's going to shake out, but that's how I want it, because I'm working around also doing projects for my K-State podcast that I'm doing currently, that I've been doing every single day. So that's how I'm just shaking that up a little bit there as well. So we'll see. But yeah, Kickoff 5K, that is, when this comes, I might as well say, put this in present tense, that's coming out, coming, that's coming this weekend. So that's coming out, and I know the Grand Hall races, they have the 5K, the 10K, and they have this deal called the Tunnel to Tundle. So that's how that works. I'm hoping I'm going to reach out to either the race director, or I believe it's Casey Ability that is one of the sponsors for the Groundhog Run. So I'm hoping to possibly sneak them onto the podcast. This is what I'm talking about. Want to do something a little bit different. I'm trying not to be as racy, trying to be more focused on achieving goals here in 2025. That's why I'm labeling this for me personally. This is not anybody else, but if you're late to the host of the show, then good for you. Awesome. But for me, this is unfinished business. So that's what we're going out for that. So that's kind of a lay of the land. And I know the Battle of Bean, I mentioned that because that was last weekend, and I talked about that a little bit. I know I mentioned it on here a little bit on tonight's episode. So yeah, the Parkfield Caves, the breathing, it's different because it's comfortable. It's not, you don't have to deal with the brutal ass wind, the 15-mile-an-hour wind. You don't have to worry about headwind and all that. That sucks. I know that was a big talking point. Listening briefly, I know I'm gonna go back to YouTube and watch some interviews. But Houston, I know that was a huge talking point. Wind, Midwest, windy, and all that other stuff. I hate wind, but again, you can't draw up your own plan of weather. You gotta deal with it, whether it's hot, humidity, whether it's cold, whether it's minus 10 degrees, whatnot. You gotta deal with it. You have to deal with the cars you're dealt with. Whether you're running, whether you're training, whether you're doing speed work, you gotta have that motivation, right? And real quick, I know I'm running out of time. This is the ETD podcast, second episode here in 2025, 80 degree to 30 here in Kansas City, Missouri. All right, so, and I asked, Why not go to Google, right? Because why not go to Google, right? Real quick, again, I'm going to take the highlight part, right? Key, right? Layer your clothing with a base layer that wicks moisture, a mid layer for insulation, and an outer layer to protect against... Yes! Google! Spot on. Wind. Great transition. Wind. Protect yourself against the wind. I just talked about that. So again, wind. Whether that's, well, warm. Warm is different because I can deal with that. But wind, when it's negative, when it feels like it is nowhere close. It says your cell phone says it's 15 degree. I'm just coming back off. Again, I'm recording this. I'm coming back out. We'll come back inside from a cold walk, right? Recovery walk from yesterday's runs, right? So, and it wasn't as windy as it was during the day. That wind is brutal. When it's not, when it's 25, it don't feel like that. It feels like more like negative 10. Now, I told a story, and I'm not going to tell it again. You have to go back to listen to the first episode of the year. I told a story with my Manhattan friends about one of the races that we did a few years back. So you're gonna have to go back and listen to that episode for that. But the wind is a whole different ball game. So you better dress right, or I mean, even if you dress right, you're still gonna, if you don't have like a face cover or whatnot. I used to wear a mask, and I need to get a couple more masks. And a good thing is payday, baby. Tomorrow. So I gotta get a couple more face masks, stock up on that, get a couple more gloves and all that, because yeah, it's not fun. If you leave your house with no gloves on or underdressed, yeah, it's gonna be, especially it's windy, game over. Game over like that. So protect yourself, runners. Whether it's here in Kansas City, on the other side of the border, Overland Park, Lenexa, Manhattan, Junction City. You know where I'm getting at. You know, protect yourself. Dress right. Dress comfortably. Do you. If you're training for something, do you. Protect yourself. And even if it is windy, do the best. Do the best you can to get your miles in. Whether it's, and if you don't feel you prefer outside, go to the caves. I'm reluctant to have that option, because if I didn't have that option back in Manhattan, I would have got it done. Because I don't need any more motivation I already have right now, right? But hey. I would have been miserable. Let's put it that way. So for sure, but yeah, for those of you, I'm sure runners that are getting ready for training for your spring half or spring marathon, or you're getting ready for that 39.3 half marathon series coming in March, definitely train well, continue to train, do the work, get the work done, and dress. Also, should dress appropriately be the right words? We'll roll with that here to wrap up this episode. The EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Here we are now two episodes into the 2025 season. If you're a first time listener of this podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your day, morning, afternoon, or evening, or on your run to listen to this episode. Make sure you do subscribe. And feel free to leave us a 4 or 5 star rating. That helps me out. help me out, but it helps others find this other, if you want to call it a running podcast, you want to call it a sports podcast, it doesn't matter. It helps others find this podcast. We have made it to the finish line on another episode in January of the EG3 podcast here. Again, KurtzBars.com. Make sure, if you're looking for something else to try, fuel up during your runs, definitely make sure you go to KurtzBars.com, code FASTEDDIE every time you hit the checkout screen. That's going to wrap things up for episode 2 here in 2025. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the original EG3 podcast. Again, stay safe out there. Stay hungry. Stay safe. We'll talk to y'all in the next episode.